Crocker, and welcome to the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC. This morning, we count down the top 40 songs for July 25th, 1965, according to Billboard magazine. 12 of our top 40 artists and groups this week are of British origin. Here's the first one. The Seekers, A World of Our Own. Number 40 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. That song's been on the charts for 10 weeks now. The Seekers and A World of Our Own. That's definitely WWTC, A World of Our Own. 10 weeks on the charts, number 40 this week. Their first, I'll Never Find Another You. And their biggest reached number 4 in 1967, Georgie Girl. I'm sure that's one you've whistled along with many times. And Keith Potker of The Seekers would later go on to form The New Seekers in 1970. Moving along to 39, another English group, a legendary group from the 60s, featuring Keith Relf on the harmonica and vocals, and Eric Slowhand Clapton on lead guitar. Just recently, they replaced the Rolling Stones as the house band at the Crawdaddy Club, and are now touring the United States here in 1965 with television shows coming up on Hullabaloo and Ed Sullivan. Number 39 this week belongs to the Yardbirds, their first and greatest hit, For Your Love. Number 39. For Your Love. A top 10 tune that was to become the Yardbirds' greatest hit. Been on the week on the charts now for 12 weeks, and this week it's number 39, For Your Love. And a little later on, Eric Clapton would be replaced by another great guitarist, Jeff Beck. Clapton would go on to Cream, Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes, of course, recording solo today. And about the middle of 1966, Jimmy Page, another great guitar player, later would be with Led Zeppelin. He replaced Paul Samwell Smith on the bass for the Yardbirds. And Jeff Beck would later go on to record with Rod Stewart, Ron Wood of The Move, Electric Light Orchestra, and Nicky Hopkins, The Stones, and certainly a spawning group for many noted artists, the Yardbirds, and that's number 39. Number 38 coming right up on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC.
Bill Cosby here. Maybe you've seen me on TV talking about all the colas that have done taste tests and challenges and comparisons and stuff, comparing themselves to Coca-Cola. One cola tried it, then another cola tried it, then another cola tried it, and another one cola is still at it, still comparing themselves to Coca-Cola. Now, why do you think they do that? Maybe it's because what they're trying to be is what Coca-Cola is, the real thing. Yeah, because that's real refreshment, and that's real deliciousness. Yes, and Coca-Cola is the one that makes me smile. Uh-huh. And it seems to me that we could use a lot more smiles in this world. Why don't you start one up right now? Open up an ice-cold Coke. Have a Coke and a smile. Mm-hmm. That's nice. I can hear you smiling. Yes, I can, sure.
Have a Coke and a...
Sounds like this.
Smile, a Coke and a smile. The real thing makes me feel good. It's the real thing.
Hello, what, Ed?
Yeah, I'd like to sell my old stereo.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but we're not taking any more want ads for electronics this week. It's Shock Electronics better than the want ad sale.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, sir, the electronics section is full, and you probably wouldn't be able to sell it anyway, not when people see Shock's clearance prices on hundreds of car stereos, home stereos, video equipment, and more. Besides, it's better than ordinary want ads because a private party like yourself isn't going to stand behind a customer like Shock does. With their 14-day money-back trial and unbeatable service, might I suggest you place your ad in the Tierra del Fuego News.
Where's that?
Shock doesn't have any stores there, at least not yet, but with prices this hot, you never know. Listen.
Get a Sanyo AM-FM portable stereo cassette recorder, now just $69.88, during Shock's Better Than a One Ad Sale.
Shock's Better Than a One Ad Sale? What deals like that? I'll never sell my old honker.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
slight chance of showers or a thunderstorm today. Highs in the low to mid-70s, and it's kind of nice out there this morning. 68 degrees. The story of Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield starts in Santa Ana, California, and Beaver Dam, Wisconsin for Bobby Hatfield. Bill Medley's parents got him lessons on the saxophone and the trumpet and the piano, and he couldn't stay with anything. He sang in the church choir and joined a band senior year in high school. And meanwhile, Bobby Hatfield's family was moving out to Anaheim, California, and he had his own group called the Variations. And Bobby Hatfield was an all-around athlete. As a matter of fact, he even got a tryout offer from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And one night, his group was on the same circuit as Bill Medley's, and they combined their talents at a high school prom. Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. Then they signed with Moon Glow Records in 1963, did Little Latin Loopy Lou, which got as high as number 49 on the charts. And in 1965, they joined forces with Phil Spector. Phil Spector's famous Wall of Sound would combine perfectly with the talents of the Righteous Brothers. Their first big hit, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, was a number one song. And now this one is climbing the charts. It's number 38, and it's called Unchained Melody. The Righteous Brothers, number 38 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. People were surprised to find out that the Righteous Brothers were not black, so they called them Blue-Eyed Soul. It was a nickname that would stick. And Unchained Melody right there, which is number 38 this week, got as high as number 4. There are two number 1 songs where You've Lost That Love and Feeling, and then later, You're My Soul and Inspiration, which was a number 1 song on the Verve label. Middle of 67, Bill Medley went his own way. And he worked with people like Jack Benny and just didn't quite make it on his own. And Bobby Hatfield kept the Righteous Brothers together, worked with a guy by the name of Jimmy Walker, who used to play with the Knickerbockers. They got back together in 1974, and they announced it. They're reuniting on the Sonny and Cher show. Ironically, it was right around the time that Sonny and Cher were getting a divorce. And then the Righteous Brothers had another hit with Rock and Roll Heaven in 75. And Bill Medley is recording today. He is going to be doing the national anthem on Rocky III. As a matter of fact, he's got a new record out in the stores right now on the United Artists label. I think it's called Grandma and Grandpa. Righteous Brothers, number 38 this week with Unchained Melody. Number 37 is one that has disappeared into the annals of time. Solomon Burke, Tonight's the Night, is one that we just couldn't get our hands on this week. And so we'll move right along now to number 36. About the craziest entry in our top 40 countdown this week. This record has been on the charts for 18 weeks. It sold almost 3 million records. The main man in this band is Domingo Zamudio from Dallas, Texas. You know him better as Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Number 36, Wooly Bully, former number one.
Wooly Bully, got it.
I stand corrected. Wooly Bully made number 2. Didn't make number 1, but it sold 3 million records and was on the charts for 18 weeks as of this week. And that's number 36 this week on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs would go on to have another million seller, Little Red Riding Hood. And they traveled all over the world wearing these crazy Arab outfits. The group split up in the late 60s, and in 1970, Sam the Sham released a solo album called Sam Hard and Heavy. And it won a Grammy Award, not for the music, but for Best Liner Notes. And, of course, Sam the Sham would later go on to inspire the Abscam investigation. And Barry Stewart will be speeding in here this afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's 27 past 10. Good morning. This is B.J. Crocker. We're counting down the top 40 songs for July 25th, 1965. In 1965, a postage stamp cost a nickel. You could mail a postcard for 4 cents, and an airmail stamp cost an incredible 8 cents. See what a nickel will get you at the post office this morning. And in 1965, there was still room on the top 40 for a nice instrumental. This song got as high as number 12. On the charts now for 13 weeks. Horst Jankowski, A Walk in the Black Forest. Number 35 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. If you've just tuned in, let me retrace our footsteps for you as we count down the top 40 songs of July 25th, 1965 here on TC. Number 40 was A World of Our Own by the English Seekers. Number 39, For Your Love, The Yardbirds, another English group. Unchained Melody, The Righteous Brothers, number 38. Number 37, Tonight's the Night, Solomon Burke. Number 36, Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And you just heard number 35, A Walk in the Black Forest by Horst Jankowski, his only hit on Mercury Records. He did put another one out called Simple Gimbal, which got to 91 for 1 week. So that was Horst's big shot right there, number 35 this week. And we move along now to number 34, a band that just really has never gotten its due, maybe dwarfed a bit by the success of the Beatles and Herman's Hermits and the Rolling Stones and the Yardbirds, and the list goes on and on and on. Founded by Ray and Dave Davies of London, joined by Mick Avery on drums and Peter Quaife on bass. Their first hit in 1964, You Really Got Me. The second, All Day and All the Night. Both those songs hit number 7. And later on, a song called Tired of Waiting for You would hit number 6. Number 34 this week on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown is Set Me Free, The Kinks. Kinks actually a little better known for their songs about society and the class system. Set Me Free, Little Girl got as high as number 23. It's number 34 this week on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Kinks went through a little dry period and then really hit the charts big in 69 again in England after doing the soundtrack for a TV musical called Arthur. And then Johnny Dalton would replace Peter Quaife on the bass. 70, Kinks had one of my favorites on the American charts, maybe one of yours too, Lola. Hit number 9 in the American charts, number 2 in Great Britain. They've never had a number 1 song. And then in the spring of 71, added a fifth member, John Gosling of the Royal Academy of Music. The Kinks, number 34, Set Me Free. The year 1965, what was your life like in 1965? For our country, it was quite a turbulent year. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and 2,600 more blacks arrested in Selma, Alabama during 3-day demonstrations against voter registration rules. And today we're still kind of talking about voter registration rules as that Civil Rights Act of 64 is about to come up for renewal. Malcolm X was shot to death at a Harlem rally in New York City. 6 days of riots. Maybe you remember seeing that in the paper. Maybe you were there, the Watts section of Los Angeles. 34 people dead, over 1,000 injured, 4,000 arrests, $175 million in fire damage. That out in the Watts section of Los Angeles. And Motown was hot. Here's a group that ended up with 12 number one singles in the 1960s. And their newest, on July 25th, 1965 is Nothing But Heartaches, The Supremes.
Nothing but heartache. Heartaches felt so good with the Supremes. And, you know, that song didn't even reach the top 10. Supremes with 12 number ones, and that one didn't even reach the top 10. And that's new for the week of July 25th, 1965. 1965 marked the end of the heartache for Green Bay Packer fans as the Packers, after a two-year absence from the title throne, defeated the defending NFL champs Cleveland Browns 23-12, and then would go on to win a couple of Super Bowls after that, too. And it was also the year that Mike Garrett of Southern Cal won the Heisman Trophy. Number 33 is next on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC.
Dan and Yogurt wants everyone to have a fit, trim, great-looking body. So we asked a doctor to develop a program of exercise and eating, and he recommended light, refreshing yogurt as part of it. For your copy of The Yogurt Way to Diet, send 50 cents to Dannon, Station WWTC, 609 2nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, 55402. It's the first step in making your body a Dannon body, too.
Wow. Who can get a Dannon body?
Some good news for every motorist in town. Paulson's Bumper to Bumper stores are selling famous Hastings spin-on oil filters with a money-back guarantee. That's right. Paulson's Bumper to Bumper is featuring the famous Hastings Dentsite oil filter, the only filter containing dirt-removing Dentsite to keep your engine cleaner longer. Hastings Dentsite oil filters trap dirt other filters miss, and you must be satisfied or you can get your purchase price back from the manufacturer. That's Hastings Filters at Paulson's Bumper to Bumper stores, with three locations in St. Paul to serve you better. 781 East 7th Street, Snelling and Marshall, and also one block east of McKnight Road on Highway 36. Or give them a call, 646-6527. That's 646-6527. Paulson's Bumper to Bumper stores.
Wait till you see what Dayton's has on sale for your home during their semi-annual home sale. Beautiful custom upholstered furniture like sofas, chairs, and love seats. Dayton's has dining room and bedroom furniture, mattresses, recliners, oriental design rugs, and installed carpeting. Not to mention tables and lamps, pictures, and mirrors, too. If it's for your home, it's on sale now during Dayton's semi-annual home sale. And remember, it only happens twice a year. The selection and savings are fantastic. Dayton's semi-annual home sale.
Don't miss it. Going on now at Dayton's.
18 before 11, we now count down the top 40 songs of July 25th, 1965 to number 33. A group called Them is actually a man named Him. Well, a man named Van Morrison. Van Morrison, born in Belfast, Ulster in 1945. And he quit school at age 15 to concentrate on music. And this was his first group called Them, and their first entry on the United States charts. It's number 33 this week in our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. It's called Here Comes the Night. Here Comes Them. Here Comes the Night. Number 33 this week in our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. That song got as high as number 24. Now the 10th week on the chart. Van Morrison would eventually go solo with a song called Brown Eyed Girl in 1967. And then really hit it big in 1970 with songs like Domino and things like Blue Money and Wild Night. And he's a great album artist. Van Morrison. Caught him on Saturday Night Live, a couple of weeks back. That song right there sounded a lot like The Stones. And The Stones will be heard a little later today on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Number 32. Lee Dorsey and Ride Your Pony.
Ride your pony. Get on your pony and ride. Oh, ride that.
Ride.
Dorsey is from Portland, Oregon. Started out as a pride fighter. No kidding, a boxer. And was known as Kid Chocolate around the Portland area. And after 4 years in the Navy, he came back to the ring and started traveling around the country. And one night he hooked up with a guy named Alan Toussaint, very successful songwriter. Alan Toussaint wrote Mother-in-Law by Ernie Cado in 61. He said, Lee, he says, you can be a better singer than you are a fighter. So Lee went on to record Ya-Ya. And it turned out to be his biggest hit in 1961. Working in the Coal Mine was also a pretty big one for him. That reached as high as number 8. And this week, Ride Your Pony, first week on the charts at number 32. And we'll get along to number 31 here in just a minute on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Bill Cosby here. Maybe you've seen me on TV talking about all the colas that have done.
Feel good. It's the real thing. Money.
Hurry to Menards' summer sale and save on all your building materials. 2x4 economy studs, 92 5/8 inches long, on sale at Menards, now get this, for just 73 cents each. Stock up right now and save for just 73 cents each. Deluxe fiberglass shingles and asphalt shingles on sale at summer sale prices, starting at just $7.55 a bundle.
Plumbing, electrical appliances, too. The savings will always come right back to you. You'll save big money. You'll save big money when you shop with Menards.
Great buys of a lifetime on building materials at Menards Summer Sale. It ends Friday night.
8.5 minutes here before 11 o'clock. We have 70 degrees right now. There is a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later today. And tomorrow looks nice. Highs in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. We're counting down the top 40 songs for July 25th, 1965. We've reached number 31. Number 31 belongs to a lady who started long, long ago. She was on the BBC radio show, It's All Yours, at the age of 8. Her father was convinced she could be a singing star. And at the age of 10, she had her own BBC show called Pet's Parlor. When she was 11, she was doing movies. As a matter of fact, she made close to 30 movies in the 1940s. And now she's hitting the pop charts with a song called You'd Better Come Home. Here's Petula Clark. Number 31 on this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC.
You'd better come home and stop your running around. You'd better come home.
The kind of voice that makes the hair on your arm stand up. And she had hits on the English charts as early as 1951. Wasn't really, though, until she teamed up with a fellow by the name of Tony Hatch that she really hit it big. And the song Downtown was written by Tony Hatch, was released in late 64. It won the Grammy for the best record of 1965 and turned out to be her biggest hit. Petula Clark and You'd Better Come Home. Her number one's Downtown and My Love. That one's number 31 this week, got as high as number 22. Here's a bit of information that people are calling for on a regular basis here at TC. It's about that big show coming up in October. Listen.
WWTC and JR Productions presents an absolutely unforgettable evening with Bobby B, Little Anthony, The Diamond, Freddie Cannon, Del Shannon, The Shirelles, Rocket 88s, The Rock on Hollywoods, and Chubby Checkers.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world.
It happens Friday, October 23rd.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this.
St. Paul's first annual Salute to Rock and Roll. Never before has such an impressive lineup of 50s and 60s artists been assembled for one evening in the Twin Cities. Master of ceremonies will be the incredible Wolfman Jack. That's Bobby B, Chubby Checkers, Little Anthony, The Diamond, Freddie Cannon, Del Shannon, The Shirelles, The Rocket 88s, Rockin' Hollywoods, and Wolfman Jack, live on stage at St. Paul's first annual Salute to Rock and Roll. St. Paul's Civic Center, Friday, October 23rd, 7 to midnight. Tickets are available at Dayton's and Hank's Horseshoe Bar in St. Paul.
As I walk along.
Now,
now tool up at budget power with fine quality tools from Cooper Group. Cooper Group toolmakers bring you Lufkin 16-foot tape rule sale price to just $8.79. Wiss Aviation Metal Snips are also on sale at only $8.79. And budget power offers big savings on Weller electric soldering gun kits, too, now on sale at just $16.88. Get a four-piece set of Nicholson files at budget power for only $8.49. Some of the great items on sale now at budget power.
You might as well get used to it. Super America simply isn't going to be satisfied giving you great everyday prices or just the convenience of one-stop shopping. No, no, they've got to give you a big yellow sack. They've got to give you special prices on things to put in it, like film and pop and pet foods and automotive needs. They've got to give you a Super Sack Special.
Oh, yes, it's Super Sack Special time. 5 days to save like never before. Super Sack Special time.
This week's Super Sack Specials are a super bonus for your car, like Valvomatic Transmission Fluid, just 89 cents a quart. And for $1.29, you can get a can of Winn's Friction Proofing, Engine Tune-Up, or Spitfire Gas Treatment. Those are just a few of the specials for your car and you at Super America.
Now through Sunday at Super America. Next hour on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown, you will hear an interview with the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. You'll also hear a little remembered because it was little heard, a Coca-Cola jingle with Leslie Gore. Many of the best songs on the radio in the past few years have been Coca-Cola jingles. That's coming up next hour. A little later on the afternoon today, you'll hear a live interview with Jim Donna of the Castaways. Castaways had Liar Liar on the charts about this time in 65. And between 1 and 2 this afternoon, an interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. Number 30 coming up next. It's the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 11 o'clock.
Mutual News. The ceasefire in southern Lebanon is into its second day and appears to have taken root. Though Palestinian gunners fired rockets three times in the first 24 hours of the U.S.-arranged truce, the PLO says the truce is being kept, that the rocket salvos were the result of faulty communications to Palestinian gunners in the field. Israel has not fired a shot, awaiting diplomatic efforts to stop the cross-border guerrilla activity. Carbolic acid is leaking from a derailed freight train near Jacksonville, Texas, and several local residents were removed from the area. Jacksonville police officer Gary Dugan told Mutual News this morning.
They just got some equipment out there. They're just trying to clear the trains off and get them out of the road and off the ditch and back on the track, see if we can't get the train moved. There's no damage to other, you know, just that the gas is leaking and it's a major problem. It could ignite. Just any spark or anything could ignite it, so it's real dangerous.
Jacksonville, Texas police officer Gary Dugan. The Missouri Pacific train includes propane cars, an added danger. The cleanup may not be completed until tomorrow. This is news from Mutual Radio, Dan Scanlon reporting.
You can have it the way you want it, with Visa.
How do you like to pay for things? Did you know you have so many choices with Visa that you can pay exactly the way you want to?
Visa's got it.
I want convenience. I like to put my purchases on one bill, so I can pay for things with just one payment.
There are times when I prefer to spread my payments over several months. I want a card that gives me that choice.
There's even a Visa card that lets you pay with money from your checking account or savings account without the bother of writing a check. That's what I want.
When I'm traveling, I carry Visa Traveler's Checks. I want a traveler's check with a worldwide name and a worldwide refund system.
You can have it the way.
Each Visa service available at the option of participating financial institutions.
Police in the Irish Republic's capital city, Dublin, are at full strength as marchers from Belfast, sympathetic to IRA hunger strikers in the north, move through the streets today. The marchers came from Belfast gathering support to confront the Irish Republican government. A protest action similar to this last week produced great violence. The personal business dealings of CIA Director William Casey will come under the scrutiny of the Senate Intelligence Committee on Monday. Three Republicans, including Intelligence Committee Chairman Barry Goldwater of Arizona, have urged Casey to resign. Senator John Chafee, a Rhode Island Democrat and member of the intelligence panel, says Casey should be given a chance to defend himself.
My biggest concern is the welfare of the agency, and I want to reduce the turmoil there to a minimum. That will, of course, influence my thinking.
Rhode Island Senator John Chafee, with other members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, will hear from and question CIA Director William Casey Monday. No story in China excludes big numbers. The death-dealing floods in Sichuan Province are the latest example of that, as Mutual correspondent Bonnie Sexton reports from Peking.
More than 1.5 million people lost their homes. Over 700 were killed, and at least 28,000 were wounded in last week's flood in China's central Yangtze River Valley. Relief workers are battling intense heat as they try to salvage the water-damaged railway lines, crops, and buildings. Sichuan, the province hardest hit by the flood, is one of the richest producers of grain in food-short China. Sources say it could take years to repair all the damage. Bonnie Sexton, Mutual News, Peking.
You're listening to Mutual News.
Wake up with spirits all aglow. Rise up. One glance and you will know the day is gonna be great.
It's gonna be a good day.
Be a great Kellogg's waits for you.
That spirit comes shining through, promising you a great day.
How could you think of starting this bright new morning without your cake?
Start with a great breakfast, and that always includes Kellogg's. Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran, Product 19, or most. Kellogg's has a delicious cereal to brighten any morning. Start your great day with Kellogg's.
It's not far away.
Kellogg's will help us say.
There's gonna be a great day.
We're gonna see a great.
It's gonna be a great day.
A great day for the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. This is B.J. Crocker, and today we're counting down the top 40 songs of July 25th, 1965 on WWTC. 1965, the year that the Louisville Lip, Cassius Clay, shocked the boxing world by defending his title, knocking out Sonny Liston in the first round. Nobody expected that. And it was also the year that Marvin Gaye was singing about his pretty little baby. Pretty Little Baby, number 30 this week on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Marvin Gaye, we heard him last week as we featured the year 1963. It's now 65, and Pretty Little Baby is number 30 this week. It was number 37 last week. His biggest, I Heard It Through a Grapevine, was number one for him in 1968. Let's move along now to number 29. Two people who are on record today, largely because of the efforts of Lennon and McCartney. As a matter of fact, Lennon McCartney wrote their first song, A World Without Love. It went to number one and was their biggest hit. They did I Go to Pieces, Del Shannon's song, which was a top 10 record for them. Woman was written by Paul McCartney under the name of Bernard Webb. And now they're on the charts this week at number 29, Peter and Gordon, and To Know You Is to Love You. It's 11:26 right now, and we continue along on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown for July 25th, 1965. Billy Joel Royal, Down in the Boondocks. That where you come from? Number 27. Billy Joe Royal from Valdosta, Georgia, got his start singing Zippity-Doo-Dah for a school PTA meeting. His mother put him up to that when he was 6 years old. Mothers are always making you do stuff like that, you know? Well, he went to Marietta High School. And by the time he finished school, he was playing at a small club with a group called the Corvettes, Billy Joe Royal and the Corvettes. And then teamed up with musician-composer Joe South and recorded that song in June of 65 called Down in the Boondocks. Number 27 this week, first week on the chart, and got as high as number 9. That's Billy Joe Royal and Down in the Boondocks. Number 26 is Take Me Back. Little Anthony and the Imperials. We take you back Saturdays on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Take me back, I'm begging please.
Little Anthony and the Imperials. Their first was their biggest in 1958. Tears on My Pillow got as high as number 4. Going Out of My Head hit number 6 in 64. Hurt So Bad was a number 10 song. A real consistent hit maker. Little Anthony and the Imperials. You've probably seen them on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And Little Anthony was on a Dick Clark special here just recently. Take Me Back. Number 34 last week, number 6, make that 26 this week, and it got as high as number 16. Trying to give you as much statistical information as your musical head can handle here this morning on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. A brand new Capitol release for the Beach Boys, and California Girls would eventually hit number 3, and the Beach Boys, of course, with a new thing out called the Beach Boys Medley. Have you heard that yet on TC? Came in just a couple of days ago. Arnie Fogel, TC's music director, put it in immediately. And maybe you'll hear Barry Seward play that one a little later on this afternoon. Hold me, thrill me, and kiss me, and do it again. That's Mel Carter from Cincinnati, Ohio. Had his own gospel group in 1959 called the Carvettes. And his first national hit in 1960, When a Boy Falls in Love, and his biggest, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. And it checks in this week at number 25 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. It was number 31 last week, a healthy move of 6 positions there, got as high as number 8. Hey, we have a winner in our TC Trivia Contest, and we'll go to the phone here. And Stephen Blitz, you're working today.
That's correct, BJ.
Where are you working, sir?
I work at Metro Mobility, part of MTC.
And you were at the World Series in 65, were you?
No, I was at the Beatles concert, though.
We'll get to that in a minute here. Okay. Listen now, Walter Alston, and who was the other one?
Sam Mealy.
Sam Mealy for the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you were at Met Stadium for the Beatles concert in 65. As a matter of fact, if this is July 25th, 65, we're less than a month away. What do you remember of that Beatles concert?
Spectacular. I was sitting on the third base side, about 40 rows up, just taking it all in.
How did you happen to get out to the ballpark that day?
Took Twin City Lines. I think that's the only time they ever had buses going out there for any kind of rock concerts.
Do you remember going to get your tickets? Were the lines quite long and animated?
Well, believe it or not, they weren't. I went down to the record store in downtown St. Paul, Musicland, on the Friday afternoon before the concert. Got the ticket. Thought, my gosh, how am I going to get out there? And thank God Twin City Lines had some buses going out there.
And you're so grateful that today you're working for Twin Cities Lines.
Well, it's MTC now. Oh, I love my job. Right.
Stephen, I do appreciate the call here today, and we're going to fix you up with an 8-pack of Coca-Cola. Can you hang on here so I can get your address?
Sure.
16 before noon. You know, the Beatles had a new movie coming out now in 1965. You saw A Hard Day's Night in 64. And that one, A Hard Day's Night, won the Grammy for the best record of 1964. In 65, we had Goldfinger, Dr. Zhivago, Zorba the Greek, and the Beatles. Now, 3 days away, on July 25th, 65, 3 days away from the premiere of their brand new movie called Help, the premiere at the Royal Palladium in London. And we have received an advanced copy of the movie soundtrack for Help.
Help, I need somebody. as anybody.
Please help me, help me, help me.
I was dancing along with the song, and I'm sorry about that jump. I'm going to have to put a dime on the needle before I do that next time. That is the brand new soundtrack from the Beatles movie Help, courtesy of Rob down at Music City. Thank you, Rob. Kept the store open for me last night so I could pick that one up when we discovered that our tape was defective. The Academy Award for the Best Picture of 1964, which was awarded in 65, went to My Fair Lady. George Cukor, Twin Cities person, right? Yeah. And the best picture of 1965 would be The Sound of Music, which was the top money-making film of all time until The Godfather came along.
It's different, exciting. It's a whole new idea in family dining. It's the new Eagle Mill Restaurant, where good, hearty food and plenty of it is the order of the day every day. The food is absolutely delicious, the portions generous, and the price is right. Try the Reaper's Platter. Tender pork ribs, chicken, and a hearty chunk of sausage, all drenched with our mouth-watering barbecue sauce. Or try the Combine. Succulent barbecued ribs and shrimp. There are dozens of delicious dishes. All entrees served with buttery corn on the cob, golden brown steak fries, piping hot garlic bread, and creamy coleslaw. This is dining as it was meant to be. This is the new Eagle Mill.
On Excelsior Bay, 685 Excelsior Boulevard, in Burnsville on Nicollet Avenue, and in Badness Heights at 3575 North Highway 61.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Heading for the train.
Chris Christopherson.
Feeling really faded.
Live and on stage at Northrop Auditorium.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
It's Chris Christopherson.
Wishing love.
Songwriter and singer, Chris Christopherson.
Lord help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help.
Chris Christopherson with help from Billy Swan.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is.
Chris Christopherson and Billy Swan, Tuesday, August 4th, 8 p.m. at Northrop Auditorium.
He's a poet, he's a thinker, he's a bluff.
Chris Christopherson.
Never wrong direction on his lonely way back.
All seats reserved. Tickets available at Donaldson's.
Like my car stereo, Janet?
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Brad.
I know. You see that star up there, Janet?
Uh-huh.
Well, that star reminds me of your left dimple.
Oh, Brad.
And that supernova there?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the fire in my heart. Oh, Janet. What? No, you don't. I found you, carnivorous little fucker. Give it back.
Feed me more tape. Me still hungry.
Brad, I think it's alive.
Feed me. We need oxide to live.
I'm so frightened.
If your favorite tapes are getting eaten alive, get a Pioneer car stereo with ATSC, Automatic Tape Slack Canceller. It automatically tightens the tape and keeps it from being eaten.
Janet, hide the tapes! I can't control it! Janet!
Janet?
Pioneer, the only car stereo with ATSC, because tapes should be heard and not eaten.
Don't you just love it? 11:51 here on WWTC, the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 countdown to continue here momentarily. Got to tell you that there's a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms today, and low to mid-70s for the high. Fair late tonight and Sunday. Tonight, the low to mid-50s, and Sunday, the low to mid-70s. Only a 20% chance of rain today. 71 degrees right now, and let's do a little recapping here as we move back to number 27 was Down in the Boondocks, Billy Joe Royal. Number 26, Take Me Back, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Number 25, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me by Mel Carter. Number 24, Sitting in the Park, Billy Stewart, which is unavailable to us today. Sitting in the Park by Billy Stewart. And number 23 proves that there's still room on the radio for romance. Barbara Lewis and Baby I'm Yours. Number 23 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Baby, I'm yours.
That song was written by Van McCoy, who later did The Hustle, the song that sent millions of Americans running into Arthur Murray. And that song, number 33 last week, number 23 this week, and would get as high as number 11. Hello, Stranger, the biggest for Barbara Lewis, got as high as number 3. An interview with James Brown is next on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Bill Cosby here. Maybe you've seen me on TV talking about all of
it's the real thing.
And so, I humbly accept this science award on behalf... What is
it? I'm with the parking lot downstairs. Mm-hmm. I parked your tiny blue compact car.
Yes?
Here's your ticket.
Thank you.
Your space is G17.
Fine.
We try to put all our compacts in G17.
Right.
Let me ask you something.
Could you ask later?
Does your car stall out a lot in hot weather?
Yes, well, yes.
Figures. Vapor lock.
Look, I can't...
Ever try Amoco gasolines?
No, but I will. Thank you very much.
All Amoco gasolines are seasonally blended to help prevent vapor lock.
Sir, I'm...
Amoco premium, lead-free Amoco regular, and lead-free Amoco.
Look, this isn't the time. Can't you see? I am receiving an award here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got the name of the gasoline?
Yeah, Amoco, yes.
Helps prevent vapor lock. Yeah.
I would like to thank the very... what is it?
I forgot to give you a parking ticket.
Give it to me.
Space G17.
I know for compact.
Sorry about the dented fender.
What dented fender?
We didn't notice there was a compact already in G17.
Get out of here!
I don't need a tip or anything. Forget the tip part.
Amoco, you expect more from a leader.
July 25th, 1965. By this time, James Brown had been a 10-year veteran, but had a big song just coming out, a new release into the TC Studios called Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. And when James Brown was in town just recently, I asked him where he got the James Brown scream.
Well, I guess it came out of pleasure, the fact that I was so fortunate coming from the ghetto and being able to do this, all the things I've done, and being able to accomplish as much as I've accomplished. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel very good, I guess, to come out of joy. It has to come out of joy. I'm a very thankful and appreciative man because, like I said, I got a seventh-grade education, and here I am being able to work and make a decent living when other people, a lot of people don't have the work, and I've just been a lot of blessings, and I thank God for it, and I thank you and all the people that are involved in making my life better. Not that I don't have to work as hard as I did then, but I enjoy it, and I just do it now because I love it.